Greetings, guys. First of all, I want to introduce my name. My name is Christian. I am from Philippines. So, if anyone of you interested about this podcast, you are free to listen. Any musician wants to learn about any musician wants to learn everything in music. So, me, this will be the first time to post a, to create a podcast. And this podcast that I want to share to you is all about guitar techniques. So, here is it. But, if you don't mind, please excuse me about my English because I'm still not good at it. I'm studying Bachelor of Arts in English language because I love English. I love speaking English to other people. So, anyways, before let's get started, allow me to give you some riffs. So, here we go. That's it. So first, I want to talk about my experiences, but my experience learning this instrument. First, when I was at, when I was 6 years of age, from school, it was I think as far as I can remember, it was afternoon. I just arrived from school to the house of my grandfather, and I'm staying at the Therese. So my first guitar is acoustic. My aunt bought it, so I can't do anything about it, but I stomp hard and laugh about the breaking sound. But until the time comes that there's an employee of my uncle who volunteered to teach me. So I learned the basic chords within a month. I took a month to learn the basic chords, and years passed by. My cousin introduced me guitar solos, and I don't know what was the meaning of the word shred. What does that mean? So I found out that shredding is a term where you pick fast, create notes, play guitar licks. So I was amazed by Steve Vai, Paul Gilbert, and those are my and a lot of guitar heroes that I like. So now I'm still improving, and I'm happy because of my cousin, I learn a lot. So, and now I want to share this to you. My cousin taught me about on how to play using pick. So at first, I was a guitar player. I don't use pick much at all. So, but when that time when my cousin introduced me that shred, that part, everything has been changed. And because of my determination, I unlock my techniques. And it was also because of the help of my cousin. So, as far as I can remember, I'm having trouble of using the pick. I changed my picking style because my cousin told me that it's not a good picking technique. It's a bad habit. You know, when guitar players first hold first pick, it's I think they hit the strings in the edge of it of their pick. Like, you know, I think you can notice that you can you'll notice the sound of this pick. Like you'll hit your pick in the edge of you will hit your you will hit you will hit your strings in the edge of your pick like this. I think it's not good. It's not a good sound at all. But don't hit your. My cousin told me that don't hit the strings in the edge of your pick. So slant it. Hold. You need to find a way, a comfortable way to hold your pick. At first, I know, in my experience, I can't control it. It will go back to my first picking style, and it sucks, you know. Oh, sorry for the word. I've just read the policy there that no. Using it, we podcast sub. Oh, we podcast poster won't allow to use some words that are not good because there are young listeners here. So I'm so sorry about that. Anyways, yeah, back to the topic. Slant the pick a little bit, and you need as what I've said, you need to find a comfortable way to hold a pick, just like mine. You know, when I tremolo, it sounds like this if you use the first picking style that is a bad habit technique. Oh, see that? So I can't pick properly because of that technique. But in this another technique that I've just used for a long time ago. I'm comfortable with this te picking technique. See, I can tremolo fast. So that's it. And another way to unlock it is it's your determination. One key to master the things that you want is you need to have your determination and trust to yourself. That is my secret key. So, and now, when you play notes, when you lead, when you play guitar licks one by one, as I've noticed, there are some guitar players that who don't use vibrato at all. Vibrato means, in my own definition, vibrato is it is a one way it is one way of adding a feel of your playing style just like this. I want to play some notes and I will use the vibrato technique.
Thank you.
That's it. Vibrato technique. You need to move the strings. I think I'm comfortable with down. That's like this. Don't move it left to right. Move it, I think, just bend the strings slowly. Just, that's my technique to put an emotion on my song. Ah, sorry. So that's it. We discussed about two techniques, the picking technique and the vibrato technique. Now the bending technique. Bending means you need to bend the strings in order to play or to make the notes higher. Okay, for example, I wanna bend the notes. I want to bend the D note to E. Okay, here's the D note. Now, I'm currently holding the strings. I'm currently picking the D note, which is found. I'm playing at the B strings, which B strings is means second string. So, D note can be found at 15th fret of second string. Like, just count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, right? Just count it. Use the second string. So now, for example, I want to bend the note D to E. So all you have to do is to push the string upward until you find the E note. Remember, you have to memorize each sound of the strings. So if you wonder how could you find the E note is from 17th fret when you bend it. So when you count it, so but when you bend it, you need to bend 15th fret to 17th fret, just like this. Remember, the sound of the E is, it is the, when you use standard tuning, the first string is called E, and it sound like this. And when you play at the 17th note of B string, it also sound like this. But do you wonder, it's higher than the first one, because it's what you called octave, higher octave. Well, sorry, because my guitar has an intonation problem. But anyway, okay, so let's bend the D to E. Like that. Again, push the string upward, push the B string upward, and press the, and put your finger at the 17th fret of B string. Oh no, 15th fret of the B string, so that you can play D, and after that push the string upward until you get to the E. Oh yeah, that's it. That's cool. And you want to add a variety, a feeling of that technique. As what I've said, you can also vibrato upward, not just downward. So, just like this. Oh, just like that. So, I hope you get those information clearly. I hope I explained everything well. So, now, let's go. There are two types of picking, of technique. Oh, there are two types. There are two types of, there are two techniques that I want to show you. The alternate picking and the legato. Alternate picking technique and the legato technique. Alternate picking is where you use your pick down up, just like when you do a tremolo. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. In order to play fast, you must learn how to play slow. I know this could be some kind of boring, but this is the only way to unlock your skill. So the legato technique is you don't use the pick for it, you just use the pick, for example, one strings equals one pick. So you just use the pick once in a while in every strings, and to play notes, use your finger on your left hand, just like this. See, I'm not using pick, because you can hear it if I use pick. Yeah, that's it. And in order to play legato, you must do some exercises, just like hammer on pull off, like this. Well, I'm not good at that, at that technique. Okay, that's it. That was the sample of a legato. Alternate picking. Okay, so now I think I explained it well, but just listen to the sound of, so that you'll notice the difference between legato and alternate picking. Once again, alternate picking is you use pick every single note you play, just like this. Ah, sloppy. Legato technique. Oh yeah, that is a sample of legato technique. So the next technique is topping technique. It's just like you are This technique, I can say that it's like you're playing a piano because you'll tap the strings using your fingers left and right hand. One example of a tapping technique. One song. There's a song that Eddie Van Halen used this technique, and it's called Eruption. Just like this. Sorry, I'm not good enough of playing because it's been a long time that I didn't practice playing guitar because I'm just playing computer all my whole summer. I spend my time on playing computer. Okay. So now that was the example of tapping technique. All you need to do is put your both hands in the fretboard and tap the strings. So that's it. Now I think this that's all I'll share for now because I'm planning to share another technique in the next chapter of my podcast, next episode of my podcast. But by the way, if you're wondering what gadget did I use, what equipment did I use? Actually, I'm currently using Ibanez guitar and and Zoom G7.1 UT gadget. I bought it on March, and my amplifier is Marshall MG15FX. And I use this, and I'm happy because I use this in recording podcast. So I think that could be all for now. Once again, my name is Christian Faelnar, and I'm glad to share my techniques.
Yeah, my dear, my mom, my mom, my mom. Like,